Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
We did it. We started our 75th podcast of Campaign 2.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy. Wow.
Everybody stop and export.
It's a real milestone.
Insane.
We're so old.
We are.
Is there a word for the 75th? Because like a bicentennial or something? I thought there
was. It's silver.
Yes. Yes, there has to be.
No one's ever been married for 75 years. That's crazy.
Oh my God, and there's 75 people watching.
Whoa.
There's a diamond anniversary.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, a tri-quadricental centennial. Tri-quadricentennial. It is three of a quarter of a century.
Oh, okay.
Tri-quadricentennial. Sentinel. What the fuck? God damn it.
Shut up.
I'm having a stroke.
Kind of splash water in your damn face.
I feel like we have to talk about something, but I can't think of anything.
There's nothing. We're going to play some fucking D&D. Let's do it. Previously on Greetings Adventures.
So you guys have to say you're going to do something.
Oh.
Because I've asked you three times.
Are there any skylights? The jig is up, Felia.
What? Who? You.
You go in there and you scoop that powder right out. You got a little bag of powder in your hand.
Snort it, snort it, snort it.
And then she turns into a giant scorpion.
Okay. What?
You didn't show up to an episode. The next episode, all you're doing is running.
No, what about 100 feet away?
Your character didn't move the whole episode.
Nah, he flops his ass right out of bed.
Mushroom flop. Oh no. Michael's face looks the opposite of when Nick is talking. He's so happy. Nika, it's a callback. It's fine.
Nika starts crying.
I know.
I can't hear you.
Why, Michael? Why do you hate me?
Oh, she Uh-oh. Muted. Oh, she muted.
You're either muted or too emotional.
I'm sorry. I got too emotional right there.
But I'm just ready for next round.
Yeah.
If there is one. God, I hope there's a next round.
There's gotta fucking be one.
Okay, so you didn't do anything.
Well, Michael, I think I did a lot.
All right, I'm going to non-lethally slit her throat. 26.
That hits so hard.
That's going to be 10 total damage.
That's less impressive.
Fire damage upon each of
them. Oh my God.
Non-lethal.
Non-lethal fire damage.
Felia grimaces at you, and the mushroom man grimaces at you and then dies. She's essentially giving up, so you can kill her or take her or capture her.
You know, I gotta capture her.
Clearly, you've bested me. Just take my life if you're going to, or leave me be.
All of us looking at our weapons and spells like, I've never done this before. They've never given up and they still had HP. Guys, she gave up.
Celine stumbles forward and she's like, fine, calls her Hound of Ill Omen off.
Ooh.
I gotta think of a name for this guy.
Just take my life if you're going to, or leave me be.
Well, yeah, neither one of those are things we're gonna do.
You're not really in charge here.
No. And you did throw several pieces of furniture at me, so I'm gonna...
I threw no furniture.
Okay, well, your mushroom minions did, which you did things to them
ipso
to
facto.
Make them do it.
Ipso facto.
Therefore, you're responsible.
Yeah,
I say we hit her with an ottoman.
Hey, Felia, what the damn is going on here?
You don't understand.
Exactly, that's why I fucking asked you, dumbass.
That's why we haven't killed you yet.
You fucking idiot.
Well, if you're gonna... yell at me, then forget it.
Okay, that's what's gonna stop you. Great, okay.
You're just being so rude.
Felia, so sorry.
You killed this guy.
Hey, Chuck?
I hate that she did it.
Can we have a moment, please? And then Celine, like, crowds Chuck over to the side.
And then I wink and give you a thumbs up.
And Celine is like confused at first, and then it's like, oh. And she, and a new light of respect has entered her eye.
I punch a hole in the mushroom wall because it's easy to do.
It's hard not to, actually.
Yeah, I'm actually just leaning and I fall through. I'm like, I'm angry.
And but Celine like flinches away, like she's scared.
It's when somebody doesn't punch a hole in the wall, you're like, wow, that guy could really control his strength.
Ooh.
I'm afraid of that precision.
So Celine, you know, flinches away from Chuck. I assume, did you go outside after this or did you stay in the back of the room?
I'm just in the back.
Okay. Well, Celine like smooths her hair and looks like stressed and nervous and then goes back towards. So, Felix, how do you spell her name?
How do you think you spell her name?
Probably fail, because she failed to kill us, bitch.
Phalia. I was just making sure I was hearing it correctly. Phalia?
I've got it. Phalia.
I had Filia.
I was Phalia.
I just wanted to make sure I was pronouncing it correctly because I hear things wrong a lot.
Well, it's important. We got to get it right.
So, Celine, yeah, she like acts like she's getting herself together and then she walks back over to Phalia and is like, okay, sorry about that. Not a lot I can do about it, to be honest. But, yeah, you're not exactly in a very leveraged situation right now. So what we want from you, we're not asking too much, just want to know why you were doing what you were doing and if you have connections to anyone else or what the hell's going on here.
Just look, just kill me now, but know that you'll also be killing my son as well.
We actually don't want to kill you. And in fact, you seem to be, you know, you want to act like you're concerned about your son, but you're like pretty ready for us to kill you. Are you not worried about him? We don't want to kill you. We just want you to talk.
If you don't
want to
kill me, then great. Then let me go and let me continue my work so that I can save my son.
Speak more on that. What is your work? And Celine like sits down on the ground.
This is getting real NPR interview vibes.
Do you want to give me like a persuasion?
Absolutely.
I think Celine could host Fresh Air.
I think so.
but like the second that it's off, like Celine, she's being like an absolute monster.
Kind of like the real NPR.
Wow, Terry Gross. You hear that?
Take that, Terry Gross.
You are gross.
Hold on, I gotta find my good dice again. Hold on. that's a 26.
Whoa!
Persuasion. I'm very good at charisma things.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, as you know, I'm a druid. I make potions as well. And I've been studying these mushrooms for years. And I don't know. I don't know why. I don't understand it. When my son got ill, the only thing that would keep him going was this potion that I could make from the something or other gland in the mushroom's head.
I see. So you...
Why'd you turn him into zombie?
Yeah, it was that part of the process?
Okay, this one right here, I did turn into a zombie. This one.
But what about all the other zombies?
I mean, I get it. You're curious, right?
My back was against the wall.
So you didn't create any of the other zombies?
Well, no. They still become zombies when you take the gland out. But I also figured, what if I, like, put some stuff in there and, like, you know, get a little kick? And that does work.
So you were you using them to do your bidding?
Oh, no. I can't control them, really.
Oh. So they're just running wild.
Yeah, so I extract the gland, and then they just... They're not, like, real people.
Whoa. Wow.
No, you don't understand.
They're not even supposed to be around in the area.
These things... I don't want to be gross, but they literally eat my shit.
Well, they're a different... Okay, gross. Oversharing a little bit, but...
Like, I would go to, like, different caves and be like, all right, this is my new bathroom. And then, you know.
Sounds like a cultural thing you got going on, like.
Well, there's nutrients in it, but it's so gross.
I mean, it kind of seems like you've got a symbiotic relationship here.
They're mushroom people.
You don't need the poop anymore, and then they're going
to. It's not gross to them.
Yeah, they're not eating it for taste. I'm not saying yum, yum, good feeling.
I mean, maybe they are, and that's okay.
Yeah, maybe they are.
They do. They absolutely, they like smack their lips, they lick their fingers.
I don't know.
That's fine.
I don't know.
I guess they had to. They were throwing things.
I didn't think they had lips either, but...
I guess that was pretty close-minded of us to not think they had fingers or lips.
Well, we saw them, and they spoke into our brains and kind of, you know...
Well, that's a good point. Do they eat from their bottoms, then?
Or their feet.
That's what I meant. The bottom of them.
They don't hoover up their butt? Yeah, they might not even have butts. I'm surprised they have brains. Oops, I did it too. See? Fuck
wow,
you.
Okay, we are not having a great start here. But let's get back on topic.
Yeah.
Let's ignore our missteps just then. You seem to have some real prejudice here. And
I study them. I think they're wonderful. But they do eat shit, and they are gross.
They're very stupid and things of that nature, but that doesn't mean you can go around murdering them. That's a bad thing to do.
Well, they're mushrooms.
They're sentient mushrooms.
They're sentient.
They have they never spoken to you?
They're sapient, even.
Do you know how they're made? There's actually, so there's this, okay, I have a deal for you. If you let me continue my work and you help me.
Okay, this is a non-starter, but go ahead.
Underneath this village, there is the mother of all of these mush. It is essentially this big pile, okay? It's just a pile.
Uh-huh.
If I can get down there and I can extract from there, I think I can finish my potion.
Cool.
I think I can finish my potion of eternal life.
And what is it extracting involved exactly?
Probably what we just saw, huh?
Yeah, it seems like you turn all of these motherfuckers into zombies, and I'm not about that. So
I could create a potion of vitality, which would give each of you no less than +2 to your constitution permanently.
Okay.
I didn't realize stat changes were involved. We could just forget about all this. So this is me, the player, speaking. We could just, like...
Wait. So you think you can brew a potion that will make us hardier somehow?
Yes.
And your son. And heal him permanently?
And it'll heal him permanently.
And it's forever?
Well,
there's nothing to think about. We're not doing that.
Yeah, that's...
What if we're like, is there any other way to heal your son? She's like, ibuprofen?
Yeah. Stop giving him pixie sticks, but he loves them so much.
Yeah, just stop. Just stop letting him dream about dude. He's like, no.
We won't be doing any of that bullshit. Sorry, we can't just murder all these people, gang.
Definitely, yeah, we can't murder all of them. But maybe, I just want to say, like, maybe we can brainstorm a little bit.
Hey, you know what? You're the criminal here, so I think we need to bring you restrained down to their leader. Well, what's as nuts as the leader? So we'll see what he has to say.
Well, but maybe he's a deputy.
He said he's in charge of the town, but this we can bring up the mother brain situation.
It's your funeral.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Michael, I go get Tortmer. What's his name?
Sporlin.
So I go get Sporlin, the leader of
the
newly coined Fungarum.
Hello, I'm Sporlin.
Hey, Sporlin, we found the baddie. I need you to follow me. It's been...
You found the baddie?
Yeah, it was the druid, duh.
What?
She has a sick son.
But she brings us gifts and lets us eat her poopies.
Yeah. She was basically ripping out some sort of goo out of the back of y'all's brains or what have you, and...
No!
And I guess making that somehow turns your guys into what we call zombies, but maybe that's the wrong term. But she's trying to friggin' save her son, but she just kept doing it and doing it.
No!
Wait, what was the powder again? Did we figure that out?
That's... If you want to, like, really make him go nuts right away, you can shoot in some of that powder.
Okay.
So, since it's your town and your people, we figured, hey, you know...
Yes, it is my town. We should bring her to just... Are you sure? Because she's so nice.
She admitted it, and we caught her, and she threw, like, several dressers at our friend Celine. Well, she didn't, but her hulking beast man did. She's extracting some sort of bland goo out of your guys' like brains or whatever to help heal her sick son.
Well,
not entirely sure what's up with that. She also mentioned that there is a like mother hive thing beneath us that she wants to try to extract more goo from.
No!
Yeah, that's what I said.
That would be the end of our whole society.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I mean, what's that worth to you?
What?
We're not doing it, Rorik. That would kill... You want to look at Sporlin's face, broadly face-shaped face, and say that you're going to kill Sporlin and all of his friends? No.
Well, we don't want to do that. We're just...
I can bring him and one other friend back.
No, I doubt it. He's not a humanoid.
Well, does he have arms?
I don't have to...
What's it take to be humanoid?
Yeah.
You have to be humanoid.
You can't use the word in the definition.
A goddamn succubus is a fiend, and that's not a goddamn humanoid.
I was about to say, if you have a head and legs and arms, you're a humanoid. But I'm realizing that's really not correct.
Yeah, why isn't a succubus a humanoid?
Noel, imp, giant. Giants are giants.
They're all humanoid.
They're all creatures. Can you get that word in there?
They're all God's creatures.
They're all God's creatures. That's so true.
Listen, Chuck, we're not saying we're gonna allow her to do this, but I will say though, her son is sick, and the potion that she's been putting together seems to be healing him. So I just, you know, I don't want your people to be wiped off the face of the earth, but do wonder if there's anything we can do for her son.
Yeah, maybe, Sporlin, you guys know of a way to excrete this goo in a safe way.
Can you find, like, a goo donor? Like, you can see if anyone matches him?
Yeah.
Can you show us how to express your glands?
I am but a simple mushroom farmer / king of this 300 people. How does she get it out again?
She sticks a needle.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the issue. It's not ideal. It's not ideal, but maybe we can brainstorm. Maybe you guys can brainstorm together, you know?
What is a brainstorm? Is that what you're going to do to us?
No, don't use idioms there again. Very dumb.
That's kind of what she did.
You guys can talk about it and see if there's a way. But here's the thing, gang. you can't sacrifice one life for another life. And you absolutely cannot sacrifice 300 lives for one life, even if it is a kid. But maybe it's a shitty kid. I'm kidding. Sporland, should we talk to your boss?
I'm the kid. There's no other boss.
You did a big gasp when I mentioned the underground mother thing.
No!
Hey, you did it again? I'm not even going to insight you. I know for sure that you did that.
We need to make you do that more because it's such a funny sound.
No, that's dangerous. Nope.
Why?
She's our, like, God. She's...
Okay.
She's the creator of all things in this town.
So why can't we meet her?
She's too precious. You might try to express her glands.
That is true.
We promise that will not happen.
That sounds very distasteful.
That is not something we're interested in doing.
Not at all. Can you, like, go talk to her as our middle mushman?
She doesn't really talk.
Okay, does she express ideas?
Or just her glands?
Can you communicate in your own language?
It's more feelings and emotions.
Okay.
It's like a warm hug when you're just in the room with her.
Can you express the feeling to her of a small child who's sick?
That just needs your goo.
Yeah.
But mostly we just bring her food and she makes more of us.
Huh.
Well, okay. So maybe she has some extra energy is what you're telling me. Because, like, you don't need, like, more, right?
Well, they just lost a lot.
Yeah, maybe she could just, like, scale it back a little.
What if we just took some of the new people that she made and gave it to the lady? And she could use it for her son.
Yeah, is she able to make, like, drones?
Like soulless ones.
Does she have any, like, you know, whenever they're, like, first born? Does she have any stem cells?
These are our children.
Sporland, we just don't know how any of this stuff works. So, you know, we're just trying to come to a peaceful compromise.
Okay. We just don't want anyone to kill us or take our glands.
Yes, no, absolutely. Absolutely. What do you say to that, Phalia?
I told you. I can get you guys a sweet stat boost. Look, these things, you know, hey, here's what I'll do. When I harvest the muck.
We're not negotiating this.
When I harvest.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it out.
Let's entertain the idea. Who's to say no?
It doesn't hurt to have information.
So true.
You can't say no before you hear.
There's a spore, like the progenitor spore. That's in the sand. So if I extract, I can get that spore and then we can start a new colony. And before you know it, there'll be hundreds of these shit loving guys everywhere.
But they're still gonna be sentient.
Right.
We're all together.
If I found out that all you had to do to save your son is to go to like a farm and stab the back of the head of, like, every single pig or goat they had and just, like, turn them into feral, evil goats, I would say don't do that. But this is, like, people that speak and have feelings and
so you wouldn't
sort of
even do the pig thing?
I might do the pig thing.
Well, it depends on the pig thing. I mean,
talking pig. I mean, I myself have been a pig, so I might have a problem with it.
Yeah. I'm saying you'd be doing mass, you know, murder.
You there, the one with the many eyeballs in the fursuit, you look like you've had many wards. What do you think? Wouldn't you want to save your ward if you had one?
If I had one?
Yes, I'm just guessing.
I mean, I have had one. I've had...
Scrooge is way sweaty.
Isn't Gertie with us? Is she like standing 10 feet behind us?
Gertie's in a pit. We lost her a long time ago.
Guys? Hello?
She never made the jump. She's just standing on this like one platform.
Her AI broke.
How many of my wards would it take again to save a town?
What?
So yeah, so the town, so you can use the town, and if you use up the whole town, then it saves a ward, a whole ward.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. If I gave up a ward, it would save a town, and that I'm cool with, but wards come and go.
Who is this Gertie? Wouldn't you do anything to save this Gertie?
Who the fuck is Gertie? You're being really weird right now.
None of us said Gertie out loud. That was behind the scenes, you weirdo. How'd you hear that?
I heard the word Gertie. Someone said Gertie.
You could hear all that? Can you hear me make it take a big sip?
What are you drinking?
What? No, what the hell?
I think that'd be a great arc. All of a sudden, the character can hear the players. That's their bit.
Oh my god.
So you're
trying to appeal to our baser good by, what is that, murdering an entire town of 300 people that can have conversations?
People is such a strong word. There's spores. There's impulses and stuff. They're barely sentient.
Sporlin, tell her you're sentient.
What?
You've lived amongst them.
Maybe we need to take her to meet some more of these people. Like, tied up.
She knows more of them than we do. Dangerous.
Well, but maybe, I don't know. Maybe they can. Everyone can introduce their babies to her and
what?
Stuff. Like.
What? Who? What is sentient? And did someone toot?
What?
It smells great in here.
I thought you were doing another break the fourth wall. I'm like, how did he know? Would we even use terms like sentient? Like, he's a person.
I'm honestly starting to feel like maybe we should wash our hands of the whole thing. Cause I don't know.
Well, no. If she's gonna get out, she's gonna kill more of them.
We don't want to kill you, lady. Like, then your son's gonna be left alone.
Sporlin, what do you want to do with a druid who has killed many, many, many of your people?
They should stand trial, and then they should be. If they really did the things you said, they should be turned into mushroom food.
Wow. That's pretty grisly.
What about her son? That's the only thing I'm really concerned about.
We will care for him to the best of our abilities.
Oh, you're going to feed him shit. They're going to feed him shit.
Yeah, that doesn't seem great.
Yeah.
They're going to...
You're making me pretty they're concerned.
Gonna,
what else would he eat?
Human food.
All right, we
right. He's a human elf. Food?
I'm starting to think the original deal of save a town, get a ward is in play here.
Yeah, I think we're back to that actually. yeah.
Oh, fuck. Man.
Do we just bring this kid?
He's gonna be sick.
Oh god.
I don't want this, Michael. I don't want this kid at all. Okay, this is not like all the many other times.
This
has nothing to do. I don't want you to even make him knocked out the whole time. I don't give a fuck.
We're gonna put chloroform on his face.
Put a bag over.
I forgot the kid was defective when I suggested that.
We don't know what's wrong. It's probably because she's give him some fucking sunlight and some.
Maybe she's munchausening by Brooks.
Right.
Maybe she's feeding him stuff.
We literally know. Like, hey, Aphelia, how did he get sick in the first place? Maybe he's allergic to these mushrooms or something. What if we bring him to Mindford?
Yeah.
Or something. I don't want
to. Someone's got to have there's got to be a doctor. What doctors have you reached out to? Please tell me what else you did. Other than zombifying these innocent creatures to save your son, because I have some empathy, but only to an extent.
I took him to every cleric I could find.
Okay.
How many is that?
That's a great question. Yeah. Great question.
Two.
Okay.
Okay, that's not a lot of clerics.
But there were good ones.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a cleric these days.
All right, well, then I will make it three. And I'm not a very good one, but hey, maybe that's the... Maybe that's the secret sauce we're missing, is a not very good cleric.
Maybe you need a cleric
who's... You did try to cast
Lesser Restoration. Did not work.
Oh, you gotta do Greater Restoration.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful, and whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free, no insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
I mean, maybe Ratman knows something. Like, listen, Ratman knows about so many shady things, right? Like, yeah. She's got to have, like, an in.
She will feed this kid toenails, though.
I can get you a sick kid.
She could probably use the help in the bar now that we're not there.
Yeah, he can just stay at the bar.
I mean, can I go over to him and do a medicine check?
So he is in a different place. He's back at...
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to go back to her hut, you definitely can.
Yes.
I think that Ratman needs a bar orphan, okay?
Yeah.
But he probably has, like, consumption.
He'll be like Tiny Tim in there.
I can't bloom.
He'll have one crutch and be gone all the time.
That's just what we need.
He's got a little hat on.
Does he have a British accent, Michael, please?
It has to, right?
You haven't talked to him as far as I know.
Yeah, but you know.
What's his name? Boy, what is your name?
He's not here. His name is Thaldin.
I yelled really loud, okay?
Thaldin. I throw my hands up in the air and I go, Celine, don't let them kill this town. And then I want to go back to Failure. Screech, you want to come with me?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
So I'm just keeping an eye on Failure.
Yeah, make sure Rourke doesn't kill this entire town. She's amazing, never has bad ideas, but just make sure, just you know, you scoot her.
I do feel like in a situation where, like, if you left me to quote-unquote watch Rourke and Rourke did something bad, you would be only mad at me.
Yeah, why'd you let me do that?
Like, no question.
I figure I can check the boy. And, you know, we got the world's greatest detective right here. So I've played a couple Batman games and he can put on his vision and figure out.
Yeah.
Find the VHS from the hit movie Sixth Sense.
Oh, that unlocks this whole thing. That's too scary.
Yeah, that is too scary.
I fucking love that. That's great.
Scarred me.
So you get to her hut and you go in.
Are we all there? No, I'm saying.
I need another adult to watch.
Okay, okay. So just so I don't.
You hear a cough from the back room.
All right. Screech, you toss this motherfucker. See if you can find anything useful. I'm gonna, I don't know, roll a medicine on this poor little guy. I don't know much about anything, but I'll try. Maybe some of these new powers that we've been given recently will come up good, you know?
Sick. Let's do it.
I don't say sick, but okay.
It's fucking disgusting. I investigate.
I medicine. I rolled a natural one, Michael. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, kid. Nice to know you. The dice say no thanks.
Hey, mister, you dropped your nat one. Keep it, kid.
I don't want it.
Hello? Who are you?
Oh, this is your voice, huh? Okay.
Where's mommy?
Mommy's out for a second. She wanted,
Is she in the basement?
In the basement?
What?
You just said it again. What is with this town? Now we definitely can't kill them because this kid's dumb, just as dumb as the mushrooms, right? Sorry, what's your name? Thalman?
Thalden. My name is Thalden. Thalden Everbrew. My name is... My mommy's a druid.
Yes, yes, I know. This is... I'm Chuck, and this is Screech Echo.
Oh, hey. Sorry, I was snooping.
So you say there's something in the basement.
What was your investigation roll?
It was a 19 total.
You found a trapdoor underneath the dinner table.
Is that the basement?
Yes.
Are there any, there's no other obvious stairs going down. This is it?
No.
This is the trapdoor. That doesn't go to the basement, but the basement door does.
Yeah, so I go down there.
All right, so you pull it open. There's a musky smell comes from down there.
That's a basement.
And you go down. And it's dark down there. Are you wearing your goggles?
Absolutely.
It's actually pretty gross down here. There are, it's clearly a laboratory of some kind. And there's a myconid that is all stapled up against the wall. And it's all dissected and stuff. All of its guts are out. There's all sorts of tubes and vials and bubbling things like a laboratory.
Does it look like this basement's had water?
It's had water?
Like any water damage?
Water damage? Like there might be mold down here?
Yeah, I'm just curious. You know, I'm a homeowner. You know, you want to know these things when you go check out a basement.
Yeah. So around there's a little ring of around just the lower edge, you know, at the corner of the walls and stuff. Yeah. It's a little, see some little black stuff creeping up.
That'll happen. It's a basement.
But you do see there is a work table and there's a number of potions on it that look like they're in various states of being finished. Mm. There are a few that look like final finished potions that are labeled in everything.
Okay. I mean, I take them. I don't even care what they are.
Okay, great. I love that.
I gotta be honest. I don't actually know what I'm looking for down here.
Clues!
Okay, are there any clues, Michael?
There's a lot of clues as to that this is a bad person that's been dissecting mushroom men.
Feel like we already knew that, though.
Yeah. But you do find four potions of superior healing, a potion of longevity, a potion of vitality, and a potion of maximum power.
What's a potion of maximum power do?
It maxes out your damage rolls and your spells.
Not worth, I mean, definitely not worth giving the kid any of these, because, like, I would assume if she can make these potions and she's trying to heal her sick kid, she would have given him a potion at some point to try it.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, maybe ask him. I'll go back up. I'll be like, hey, do your mom try any potions?
Mommy's always trying potions, but they taste awful.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And they never make me any better.
Yeah, kid, that sucks.
Maybe it's, I mean, I did see some black mold in the basement, kid. You might actually, might be just getting you someplace dry, you know, be all you need.
Yeah, you might need to move to Fantasy Florida or Arizona to, you know, to get your bones dry a little bit.
Florida's not dry.
Well, you bet that's where old people go.
True.
Is mommy coming back?
About 25 to life, kid.
That's not for us to say. Your mom did some pretty not okay things to your neighbors here. I know.
Mommy's good at being. Mommy's never coming back.
I mean, to be fair, neither are you, so.
What?
Your mom kept you alive We shouldn't tell him, right? That seems
what
a little too...
What do you mean?
Oh, I wasn't talking about the fact that he's going to die. I'm talking about the fact that we got to take him, like, we're going to take him someplace else. I say all this out loud.
I'm going to die?
Huh?
No. No, he didn't say that. What the fuck? Hey, kid, I'm sorry that this has been a bad day, but we're going to take you back to a town with other humans, elves, goblins, some mushroom people for sure, so you won't be too out of place, but your mom is in a lot of trouble. She might be able to visit you soon. And then I look at Screech and do the face. I guess I can carry you, or if you want to get on my back or something. You seem frail. Do you have any toys or anything you want to bring?
I have two toys.
Okay, grab those. Can you stand at all, or what's your deal?
I've got a Tiny Tim like crutch.
Oh, perfect. Good. Yeah. Just get that. Get some change of underwear.
Should I not have that? Should I just be not like that? Is that weird?
Yeah. I mean, legally distinct. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. You should be however you want to be. If you know, actually, this is a good time to talk to you about the power of positive thinking. Like, if you were just like, if you just believe that you're not sick, maybe you won't be. Have you tried that?
What? No, I have not tried that. Are you my new mummy?
Jesus Christ. No, kid, we're not. We're
yeah. We don't have the emotional bandwidth to be your new parents.
Yeah, and no offense, you don't really look like Bucky material for kind of what we're into. To use a
who the fuck is Bucky?
What? I don't know. It's a saying people say. I don't know why we say it. We just do. No offense. If you know, we just think that if we leave you alone with the mushrooms, because your mom's in trouble,
mom's
then
in trouble.
Something bad. Yeah, she did a lot of bad things.
Oh no! For me? Did she do it all for me? I told her, mommy, don't just live your life without.
Wow, you're a very wise, sickly little boy. So strong. You're gonna get better. I know you will.
I don't know. Mommy said I would never get better.
Oh, okay. Can I pick him up and bring him back to his mom?
Sure. You pick him up. He's so light. You can't believe it.
Jesus Christ. I accidentally throw him through the roof and like, wow.
I feel like I'm a mile high up here.
Yeah. Woo. I'm spinning. Woo. Look at you. You can fly.
All right. So you go back?
Yes.
What are Rourke and Celine doing?
Great question.
Just waiting patiently.
Well, I feel like maybe Celine would try to talk more with... I feel like we might be asking her for more information.
I would stand behind Celine offering conversational guidance and emotional intimidation when needed. Specific mm-hmms. Sure.
What made you try out the whole, you know, mushroom guy, brain gland to heal your kid? Like, how'd you, what made you try that?
Well, it just made sense. I've been studying them for years, and I found that I was able to make potions from many of their different sort of parts. So it just seemed natural.
So you've just been harvesting pieces of them for quite some time, it sounds like.
I mean, I would do things to help them, the whole town grow, and then, yeah, I would prune back here and there, but it's literally not a big deal.
So you're treating it as if this is a flock, a herd, that you then will take and do things with.
Right, like, yes.
Like they're beasts.
Yes, they are beasts.
I didn't say that. Why would you hear that? What the hell?
Why do you think of them as beasts?
Well, I just...
I mean, have they not communicated with you? Because they definitely, like, communicated with us, so...
No, they communicate with me a lot. All the time, and it's so... Like, if you were around them, you would get it.
I mean, they didn't get one of something I said earlier, which was like pretty annoying. But I don't know. I mean, and I understand your position. I understand that your son is sick. You're trying to you know, find a cure for him. You're between a rock and a hard place. Just don't know if I can go with you on the, you know, getting rid of this whole group of creatures.
Yeah, no, that's fucked. I'm not there.
maybe you walk in at this moment.
And I just say it really loud.
If you don't view them as creatures and you're a druid, correct?
Yeah.
That means that you should have control over things that aren't like humanoid, right?
Sort of? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, aren't druids like people of nature and you can like commune with animals and like, I don't plants, know, talk to plants or some shit?
Yeah.
So if they're either one of those, then you should be able to have like your special skills that you use with them. And if not, then like we wouldn't be able to do it, like communicate with them, right?
We can communicate with them. They talk.
So you're a druid and you can talk to plants and animals and all of that stuff.
And mushrooms.
And mushrooms. So if you can do that, like, why can't you use some sort of like special druid power to like
pull their organs out? Because,
well, maybe like use it and find a way to like duplicate them. Can't you like, okay, so I know like wizards have familiars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you as a druid like make a mushroom person?
No, but I, you know, I don't need to. There's just so many right here and they're so easy to harvest.
Yeah, but I don't know. Some people have problems with this. And so they're like, this is bad. You shouldn't do it because they're like people with their own independent free will and like sentient thoughts.
I mean, really though, what did they use that free will for?
I don't know. Making their little mushroom society. They have a whole society that kind of depended on you for some trade, and you took advantage of that, and that was really shitty.
Look, I am already on trial here, so I don't know what you want.
Get mad at whatever I say.
Fine, okay. All right. I'm always wrong.
Are me and Screech close?
Yeah, you're back.
I have. All right, Phalia. Enough of your weird fascist shit. I'm sorry that it's come to this, but we want to let you say bye to your son.
What are you doing? You're taking him away?
We're gonna kill him.
Yeah, because I think you're gonna be put on trial, and we don't want him to get sicker while you're indisposed by the old mushroom folks here.
You're an unfit mother.
Your house has black mold.
and the fucked up basement with dead creatures there. But the black mold, too.
Actually, is talking about mold offensive to the mushroom people? Should I not do that?
Mold is like their arch enemy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, but it's like evil spores and they're good spores.
How dare you?
This is so far out of my comfort zone. I have no idea.
A lot of our science listeners are screaming.
I want to pick a specific thing that I don't know anything about. Focus on that.
If you think most things are mushrooms.
Yeah, I think everything is a mushroom if you think about it.
If you think about it.
Have you ever listened to a mushroom scream? If you put mushrooms in a pan with some hot, they scream.
Yes, I have heard that actually. Pretty scary.
What?
Yes. Yeah, no, that's real. That's real.
It is disconcerting how much it sounds like little screams.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I come over next week, I'll saute some mushrooms for you.
Hell yeah.
Sporlin, maybe you round up your enforcers or whatever and put her on trial. Little nervous she's going to break out and do more bad things. So maybe we should stay, see what happens. I mean, you're going to eat her, right?
Yeah, that's probably what we're going to do.
Well, technically, don't you like? Isn't it better if you keep her alive and you feed her and then you eat her poop?
Oh,
okay, that's horrible.
Oh,
but she can just hang, like she can just be chilling.
Okay, so
you know.
Wait, okay, that's a good point.
Give her a lot of fiber.
Yeah,
Then we
won't give her healthy food. And
then we won't have to take the kid. But maybe the kid would be better away from the mom.
I'm a little worried. Yeah, I'm a little worried about the potential Munchausen by proxy.
This is a bad mom. So we're taking this kid. And I think that's the right thing to do. It is not evil in this instance.
Delia and her kid, they're hugging and crying. Just sobbing.
What if we made her promise not to kill any more mushrooms?
I mean, are we going to really take care of this kid?
No, we're not going to take care of her.
So what are we doing with him then?
We're going to find someone at Mineford to take care of.
We need to offload this because there's no way that we can manage. I think there's probably needs to be visitation between the mom and the kid. We're probably going to need to assign a caseworker. I think that we need to.
I think that we should do a closed case, closed file,
closed casket.
I put my hands over Tendon's ears and I'm like, hey, I think they're going to kill her. You know, so.
Do you have any insurance on her? Because
yeah, can we do some insurance fraud? Like,
I don't like any aspect of this being a decision we have to make.
Yeah, no, this sucks, Michael. Fuck you.
I don't. Well, okay. Listen, if we take the kid away, it doesn't mean he's taken away forever. Like, maybe if she's
if they're gonna kill her, then it might as well be.
They're gonna kill her. They're gonna eat her.
I thought we convinced them to just eat her poop.
I mean, we said it was a good idea, but we didn't ask.
We knew we should get a guarantee that she's not going to be killed.
Yeah, I listen.
But she's really bad. I will say that.
She's so really bad.
Yeah. Okay, everyone. I got this.
Okay.
So I'll go to Sporlin.
Hello.
If she didn't have a kid, we would have murked this person immediately.
Sporlin, I have a proposition for you. I think I have a solution. They'll make everyone maybe not happy, but at least okay with the situation. This woman who has done grievous wrong against your people, we can all agree with that. But she's got a child, and she's only been doing well.
How old are you, kid?
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm very young. I'm eight, 9 years old.
As you can see, he's very sickly. And, you know, a desperate mother trying to find a cure for her son. It wasn't a great situation. She should not have killed all your people. But what I propose to you is that instead of just straight up eating her, why don't you keep her imprisoned and feed her nice food and, I don't know, maybe give her, like, books and activities to do. And then
enrichment.
And then some enrichment for her enclosure. And then she'll poop it out. And you guys love the poop, right? And then you have an infinite source of it if you just keep feeding her. And we can, you know.
You hear a stomach rumble.
Jesus.
He loves it. You're picking up what I'm putting down, right?
We're turning her into a poop cow.
That's what I was
saying. It's better than her dying.
I know. It sounded like we're turning her to a poop cow, which is horrible. But I think we're just putting her under house arrest.
Yeah, we're putting her under house arrest.
And she just so happens to poop.
Yeah, lucky for her.
Lucky for her.
Then the son can just stay at that point, right?
But my fear is that he's already so sick and everything that she's doing is making him sicker.
I think if we keep the son with her, she's going to keep trying to kill the mushroom people.
Yes.
So we have to get him cured and then he can be returned.
Exactly.
And then we can just get the fuck out of here.
Yes. Yeah. Because, you know, hey, she's very bad and we would have killed her in the course of battle. But if we can, you know, if she can get her own redemption, you know, if she maybe gets her GED or something like that.
Maybe she needs some time. And maybe, too.
We can have her continue to do the good work she does around. She does help us.
Yes.
She clears out roots. And I don't know what she does. She does druid stuff.
Yeah, maybe she could, you know, if she is on good behavior and you can see she becomes trustworthy. Mm-hmm. And hopefully by then, you know, someone will have, we can figure out the whole child illness situation.
Right, we're going to try to get help.
We're going to try to get help. Yeah, and he's going to be safe. He's going to be with our friend Ratma, and you couldn't ask for a better guardian. Mm-hmm. Can I do a deception check?
Who are you, wait, so who are you decepting?
I'm saying this to the mother.
Oh, okay.
that he will be under a wonderful guardian who has no issues at all.
Someone said, oh, she gets redemption, but Scud doesn't.
Wow.
Even you have the wrong character.
That was exactly what I was saying earlier. Fuck.
Scud doesn't need redemption.
Wait, no, yeah, not Scud. Jet.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what's wrong with Scud?
Oh, you know.
Wait, I mean, Scud and her are necromancers of a sort.
That's true. I got an 18 for my deception roll about how good of a guardian Ratma is.
Whether or not she's a good guardian, maybe she's the greatest guardian in the world, Thalen will be dead without his potion.
Yes, and you can't keep killing people to do it.
Yeah, it just the math is not, it doesn't weigh out correctly, you know?
The grand cosmic scale here.
I'm just telling you, you're not only sentencing me to death, you're sentencing him to death as well.
We're not sentencing you to death. That's no, the whole thing. We actually worked pretty hard to not kill
really?
You.
We washed our hands of this whole thing.
Yeah. No, you're going to be a poop machine.
I don't like that, though.
But listen, aren't you already doing that every day? You got to do it anyway, so might as well.
Gross.
Yeah, so we're going to take your kid.
It's either that or you're going to die, so.
You're going to get locked into like a room, and you're going to have like.
You just don't get how much they enjoy it.
I know. That's why they're saving your life. So. We're gonna,
yeah, just because your poop is so delicious. Yeah, that's the only reason why they're allowing you to live.
And I want you to know that Celine here literally just saved your life.
Yeah.
So I know what you're thinking. Ooh, I'm going to be mad. I want revenge. No, no, no. Celine saved your life. And we're going to do our best to save your son. But it seems like if the worst happens, it's nature and not our fault. Right?
Yeah,
Celine, we all feel good about that?
Celine goes up to her and, like, Celine has, like, an actual, like, sincere look on her face for once and is like, listen, I have younger siblings. The thought of them being in this situation is horrible to me. So I can't do a lot for you. You've already done a lot of crimes, but your son is innocent. And I promise you that I will do everything that I can to get him in the hands of someone who can help him. That's all I can say.
Deception.
No, that was real. That was real. That's not deception.
I guess thank you, but I'm telling you right now, I've tried everything, so.
Well, okay. Agree to disagree. I think we have some more resources to you. Maybe I have some connections, because, you know, I'm, like, pretty magical, and I used to be involved with a certain organization, not to brag. just, you know, we just, like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. So, good luck. Sporland, you guys know how you're going to keep her locked up?
Yeah, we're not going to figure that part out for you. You got this, right?
We'll take care of it.
And, like, make it, like, not horrible, okay?
But
like,
make sure it's secure.
Yeah. Yeah, very secure. Very secure.
And you don't have to worry about a thing.
A little worried.
Don't kill her. Don't kill her. I mean, it'd be cool because our plan is to bring this kid back here.
We want to bring the kid back here. You know,
and
Lord
after
willing.
She served her debt to your people, then maybe they can be reunited. But yeah, keep her locked up though.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem super repentant right now. I think it's going to take her some time.
Yes. She's not sorry, but what are you going to do?
All right. So you leave town.
Yes. We,
with a new ward.
No, we child protective service, steal a child. I don't feel great about it, but this seems like such a messy situation.
I think we did the best we could.
Yeah.
It's like someone went out of their way to make it so that there wasn't a good choice.
Who did that?
I saved someone's life today.
Whoever did that, Michael, I'm going to give him one of these.
I can't wait to read the Reddit thread about this, honestly.
Yeah. So what did you guys do? I killed him at the start. And it was actually good. It's going to be funny, like, we come back, and then the mushroom's like, oh, yeah, no, when we die, we just come back. It's not a big deal.
Oh my God, why you tell us that?
I could have so much fucking HP. I do, though, Michael, when we're on our way back.
Mm.
Hey, guys, I call dibs on this potion.
Okay.
And I take one of the potions, and I slurp it up deep. I suck it down. I sip it down.
It's
slurp it down.
It's
I lick it down. I want to drink the potion of longevity, please.
Whoa.
What's that do? What does it do?
Yeah, that's, you know what it does already. That's cheating.
Well, you know, I laughed to myself privately because it would be the funniest way to use this is to let one of you three do it. And then you guys
turn into babies,
turn into like 15-year-olds.
That sounds bad.
Then I could be my own ward. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that's funny. But what happens when you drink it is your physical age is reduced by 1d6 plus 6 to a minimum of 13. So wow. If I slurp it down, baby, Chuck getting younger. And don't we like that?
And younger and so you're in like
you guys
stronger.
Are vaguely in your 20s. We don't want you to be we oh, that's like up. Do we want a fucking 14-year-old with our party? No.
No. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's
not.
True. You are the oldest one, so that therefore makes sense to me that
all
you
right.
would take this.
Jennifer, give a kiss to this dice. Come on, 6. Come on, 6. Daddy's gonna live forever. I got a 3. All right.
That's
I go from like, I'm a young 49 years old. So I slurp it down.
Oh, you become a low 49.
Oh, God, you are old.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm old.
You were going to die soon.
What's your, like, yeah, what changes about your physical form? Like, does your hair, like, your facial hair change at all? Or, like,
I don't know. Like, Michael, what was it like when I, what happens when I drink?
You take off your bifocals and you,
Yeah.
Your depends and you're good to go.
Yeah, take my diaper off for sure.
World off.
I know how to use my cell phone now.
You can troubleshoot your computer on your own.
Yeah, Michael, what happens when I slurp it down?
You literally become younger. You
like instantly? Hell yeah.
It's slow, and it feels good.
Ooh, baby. I gotta dance. I gotta dance. Look at me, I'm so much younger.
It's like you just had your first Monster Energy drink.
Hell yeah.
And,
you can't drink those at 60. You will die.
Yeah
that's where you want heart attack.
Yeah. This is my last year. Yeah, you probably see some of the gray in my beard get less gray. I mean, I'm still an older guy, but now I'm just distinguished as opposed to
now you're just
quite old.
To use a term that I think is not in fashion anymore, you're a zaddy now.
A zaddy. Instead of a grizzaddy.
I think that image is a great place to end. Just Chuck getting younger.
I'm just jumping so high and my ankle and joints don't break. Do I get like an extra 2 constitution or something? Do we all get a +1 constitution for figuring out such a fun solution? No.
Mm-hmm.
We just save a child.
Fuck this kid.
I
fucking hate this kid.
We don't know that we saved him yet.
We don't yet.
That's true. He might still die.
It'd be such a fucking bummer where he's like, hey guys, you wake up. There's a dead kid.
Yeah. And Rourke was like, what do I do with him?
All right, I put him in a stew. No, Rourke will fucking animate him and then we'll have to deal with that. That'd be so scary.
Yeah, but why do we have an undead child?
Right? That's gonna
be cool. Why are you guys have
horrid.
Zombie.
All right, we tried to do the right thing and we got it. This is the wrongest we ever got it.
0.2 or 2.0.
I think we've already done that.
We did do it once.
The wrongest we ever got it 3.
Yeah. I forget if we did it this campaign or
not. Not this campaign. We're fine.
Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. We'll be here next Friday, not Tuesday. Twitch.tv/GeeklyInc. As always, you can win dice. This week, # fall in order to get some chances to win maybe your diehard dice. Go to dieharddice.com, enter the offer code dragons. Greetings? Fuck. I'm just doing so good. It's dragons with an exclamation mark.
Yes.
And you get 15% off. That's a very good deal. Oh, you're going to love it. I guarantee it. And we get a little kissy. We have 69 entries. Nice. I'm closing it. Fucking nice.
Nice.
Fucking nice.
You didn't get a chance? Too bad.
Congratulations to Vakurbern for winning the Die Hard Dice Code. Ooh. It's like a coupon for like $25 of credit or something like that. Something like that. I forget.
It's good.
Yeah. It's good. Starman, I think many people will be here next Tuesday night and be like, where are they?
No, where are they?
And that's okay. That's
gotta
okay.
Keep it on their toes.
Everyone, put it in your calendar right now. Each and every one of you. It'll be so much fun. Friday night, that means we can get crazy.
That's true.
Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Night.
We just might. drive away.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Diehard Dice. And thank you to everybody for coming and hanging out. And thank you for everybody for downloading and listening.
Yes.
If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter or X. It's cold now. We're on Twitter at Geekly Anchor, at D&D Podcast. And we're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers.
We are on Blue Sky too.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's right. We want to give Blue Sky codes away.
We're going to give out codes.
Should we just like spam them in the chat?
Do people need Blue Sky codes slash want them that
Does
are in this chat?
Anyone want or need
Blue Sky codes? We have like a lot of them. Maybe we can just do them in waves.
Yeah, maybe.
Stuff. We don't have to do all of them tonight. But I feel like doing it in our chat, I feel good about, because I'm like, I don't know who needs them, but I feel like they're here.
But yeah, you can find me at Thrifty Nerd.
You can find me at Tim Lanning.
You can find me at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me at Nika underscore Howard.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman.
All right, well, gosh, until next week, keep it dicey.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.